833-1037. Actually, it's not that much easier for me, in or out, luckily. 1-800-477-1037. Justin Aker, Chris Kane, and Big Baby holding it down today in the Fury Electric Studio. You can also send us Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback if you so choose, and you can email us at thezone at 1037thebuzz.com. Guys, excited about new contracts. At the flip side of that, of course, is guys who are going to be welcomed by the criminal justice system in the not-too-distant future. Former Jacksonville Jaguars receiver Jimmy Smith.
Sad story,
who
man.
This guy was a stud.
Well, you're talking about a guy who ranks up there all time in receiving yards and catches, really, catches.
Plus, he's a guy that you root for. He's a small school guy, yeah. So it's a great story, and unfortunately, it ends like this.
I'd love to get Matt's take on him because I think he played 1 year with him down there.
Sentenced to 6 years in prison in Mississippi for drug possession and weapons charges.
Man.
Look, peanut butter and jelly go together. Peas and carrots go together. Guns and drugs never go together.
Ever.
And if they do, bad things happen, even in Mississippi.
That's so sad, man.
The Mississippi Department of Corrections website says the 44-year-old entered the prison system in late March, was recently moved to a facility in Yazoo City. Yazoo City is a place you pass through on the way to the beach. It's not a place that you want to spend a lot of time in.
No.
Online records show he was sentenced to 2 years for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and 4 years for possession of cocaine. Tentative release date is 2018, November. Stand out of Jackson State, drafted by the Cowboys in 92, 13 seasons in the NFL, 11 with the Jags.
All-time leading receiver for the Jags.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Which is a young franchise, I understand, but still.
Retired in 2005. I wonder how much money he made in his 11-year career.
I think a solid amount, especially towards the middle to latter
years,
half. Because he was a small guy who really started on the team.
Was he an all-pro guy?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had to make a pretty good chunk of money.
He ranks up there, I think, in the teens in receptions. All time.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, he's one of those guys that had some numbers that would really eye-popping numbers quietly down there in Jacksonville. But he had cocaine problems in the past. He was suspended by the league early in the 2000s. Then even later, he even had some more issues. So they just carried over, and even in the retirement, which is so sad to see a former guy that was such a stand-up guy in the community, too. I mean, big around the community in Jacksonville. I remember that.
Retired in 05, so he's been done a while.
He's had quite a few years to
get in trouble,
yeah.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah,
also, we haven't talked about this on the air, but it's a story that most people have followed and probably heard about. Former Lions receiver Titus Young arrested for the third time in a week.
Three.
Over the weekend.
What was the first one? One was burglary?
The last one was, too.
I don't know. I think one other one was burglary as well.
Been charged with burglary, assault on a police officer, and resisting arrest. Neither Young nor the officers injured in the struggle. Nothing stolen from the home, so he's a really bad thief, apparently.
So he got arrested twice in 24 hours, though. I know
yes.
that. And then one later in the week.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Drafted out of Boise State in the second round of the 2011 NFL draft, released in February after numerous behavioral issues. I saw a report today. His dad says he has, mental issues. Clearly, he's got something that's out of place.
They talked to Brandon Marshall about that yesterday on ESPN. And Brandon Marshall's another guy that's had some mental issues and even diagnosed with a partial behavior disorder or something like that, which we've seen.
Hey, run of the mill, you're bipolar, whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that,
yeah,
okay.
But they said partial, not fully, but.
Like he can function if he's medicated?
I guess so.
That kind of thing.
That's what they consider.
Got to stay on your meds.
Yeah, it's important.
Like Bradley Cooper in Silver Linings Playbook.
Got to find the silver lining.
You got to stay on your meds and you got to find your silver lining. Anyway, it's sad. And I say all that to say this. I'm actually surprised I've never been arrested.
A lot of people can say that.
Well, there's a story about a kid, and look, I mean, if you've gone to college, there's usually alcohol and some guys that probably you shouldn't be hanging out with that you hang out with.
And sometimes it could be the wrong place at the wrong time.
Or the right place at the wrong time.
Exactly.
There are so many ways to get in trouble. The leading passer from Colorado last year, and this story is significant because of the fact that UCA's second game this year is at Colorado, a school that is a little bit
at Boulder.
Want to say in shambles, but I mean they were
yes.
awful last
They're
year.
In shambles,
and they've had a whole coaching change. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how quickly they can get it together. But I would say UCA is going to have a better than average chance to be competitive in this game.
You've got a good quarterback with Winrick Smothers.
Very good quarterback.
If you have a good quarterback, anything can happen.
The Buff starter under center for much of the season in jeopardy of missing his entire senior season after tearing an ACL in spring drills. Now he's trying to explain why he was part of a 3 a.m. incident.
What do we always say?
With the Nebraska offensive lineman.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
A former teammate that got both arrested on suspicion of second degree assault after Lewis apparently knocked a man unconscious by throwing him into a brick wall and parking kiosk. Lewis, who announced he was transferring to CU's old bitter rival, back when they were actually worthy of
rivals.
Being rivals.
Sure.
Yeah. Now it's turned into, like, at the end of it, it was like Sergio and Tiger, a very fake rivalry.
Yes.
But there were some times, man, when Cordell Stewart was rolling at Colorado, they had, I mean.
Cordell Stewart, you were going back.
Bro, they had, look, they had some significant matchups. I mean, it was getting interesting.
Didn't they win it back in 91?
They won the conference, I think, yeah. Anyway. Lewis admitted to police he consumed 6 glasses of wine, 10 beers, and 6 shots of various other alcohols while celebrating a graduation. I'm not sure how the quarterback got roped into this deal. But anyway, both players, it says, punched this dude. Lewis pushed him into a brick wall several times. Anyway, bad news. This kid may not be available. So the guy that's the leading passer on Colorado. Again, I say all that to say this. I'm amazed I did not get arrested during college. I'm quite surprised I did not get arrested during college for all the stupid stuff that my friends roped me into or I roped them into. It is amazing to me.
I think they did win they claimed one national title. 1990 national champions. 1990.
Colorado was?
Yeah, 1990.
I forgot about that.
National championship under Bill McCartney.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. That was
However, they split it with Georgia Tech. And you know who they split it with, I believe?
That wasn't Cordell Stewart, though.
I don't believe so.
No, that wasn't Cordell Stewart.
I think that was before him.
Yes.
Yes.
Cordell Stewart was shortly after that.
Yes.
Cordell Stewart was a couple years after
that. They won the Associated Press and Football Writers Association of America polls.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
They were good.
Georgia
Tech
won the United Press Tech. International Coaches poll.
Yeah, I remember that.
So that's
they had
what split
Eric Bieniemy and Darian Hagan was the quarterback. And Darian Hagan's a great story. He's one of my favorite all time. Undersized quarterback. Knew he did not project as a quarterback to the NFL. Talked his coach into letting him be a punt returner while being the starting quarterback
in college
his senior year.
That's incredible.
Because
that would never happen
now. He was such a great quarterback. And but he knew that he did not have a chance to play quarterback at the NFL, so he looked for an opportunity.
One claimed national title, one Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes, Cordell Stewart was after that. He had one of the great Hail Marys of all time against Michigan.
Really?
Which the Pixian probably doesn't like to talk about.
No, probably not.
Will is in Little Rock. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's going on, Justin?
Hey, man.
I was trying to tell you about this Titus Young stuff. I was talking to my dad that's in Detroit, and he was saying Titus Young, this idiot was trying to break into the impound lot where they had his car to bust his car out.
That's what it was. I think he got pulled over for DUI, and then they impounded his car, and he wanted to get it out, so he tried to break in there. That didn't go so well.
That counts as burglary, doesn't it?
Yeah, it counts as 2 crimes in 24 hours.
Exactly. He's just an idiot.
Yeah.
You guys take it easy.
Thanks.
Later, Will.
I hate to see that, though. I mean, again, if you get drafted and you play at Boise State,
yeah,
you got a huge leg up on a lot of guys. I mean, you're in a great position, and you hate to see. And maybe he does have some mental problems, and maybe he can get that addressed and get back in the game.
You got to feel like he was just so desperate at that point, he was going to do anything possible.
Here's a great step. Quit breaking into crap. Yeah. Let's start there.
You can start.
Yeah. Lee.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's happening?
Hey, you remember Cordell Stewart's nickname?
No. What do they call him?
Called him Slash.
Yes.
He was
that was more of an NFL thing, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Once he got to Pittsburgh.
Quarterback, receiver, all that. And, yeah, I wanted to give you you were talking about some of these guys getting in trouble. I wanted to give you a recipe for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
20-year-old kid, grew up with nothing. Suddenly he's got money, guns, and bad friends. Seems like that's what the road some of those guys go down.
Yeah, some of these kids don't even make it to 20 before they start getting in trouble. This Colorado kid, the quarterback, I mean, again, you're trying to work back from an injury and – but again, I mean, it happens. I mean, like I'm saying, I mean, when alcohol and college kids get together.
Another bad recipe right there.
Yeah, occasionally a fight happens, and the next thing you know, you're in the papers, and your career is very much in question. And you've already got a program that's in shambles. You got a coach that's trying to rebuild something there, and he's going to try to, you know, most of those guys are going to try to do things the right way and are ultra sensitive to criminal matters like this right out of the gate. So, I mean, the coach hasn't built up any political capital where it's like, oh, you've run a really clean program for 5 years. Now you can give this guy a second chance. When guys are doing stuff like this and you just got to town as a head coach, there's a lot of times you see him drop the hammer. Look, we just saw 2 kids leave Arkansas that had gotten themselves into some trouble. But again, new coaching staff, they're not going to be real tolerant. You better get in the boat.
You're not their guys.
Or go swim.
Yeah. They're basically adopting you.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Cordell Stewart recently filed for divorce from his Real Housewives of Atlanta star, Portia Stewart.
I remember that.
So.
And the whole time I was see, if you'd have told me that
you were enthralled with this, weren't you?
No, but I mean, when it turned out that Cordell Stewart was getting divorced, I was like, he's married?
Yeah. First,
I mean, if you told me he was dating Jason Collins, I would have believed that.
That's the first time I even heard his name in years.
Yeah, well, I guess that's one way to get in.
Yeah.
In the news.
Marry a reality star?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way you do it these days.
I don't know. I always thought there was rumors about Cordell, but I guess not. Well, whatever. Although they are getting divorced, maybe. Who knows? Anyway, we come back. We're going to talk about more important things than this nonsense. We're going to talk about good things. We're going to talk about
great things.
Helping young people.
I love it. That's a great thing.
Get a great start.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the right track and stay on the right track. Ricky Williams, Otis Lloyd. A couple of former David Basel teammates.
Really?
And who also played for Coach Hatfield.
All right.
I think they were there the whole time. Anyway.
Great chatting with Coach yesterday.
It was great having Coach Hatfield on. Yes, we will talk to Otis Lloyd and